Okay.
It's 12 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, and we'll call the meeting to order. It is Wednesday, April 9th at 12 p.m. Do we have any public comments? Anyone here for public comments? Okay, we'll move on to consent items for approving the minutes of the Animal Services Advisory Committee from November 11th. I'll read through them. The Animal Services Facility Advisory Board met in regular session in the Council Chambers, 222 North Tennessee Street, McKinney, Texas, on November 20th, 2024 at 12 p.m. An audio recording of the meeting is available to members of the public through the City of McKinney's meeting archive. Board Chair Melva Anderson called the meeting to order at 12:01 p.m. upon determining a quorum of him or herself and the following members were present. The City of McKinney staff and City Council members were present. There were four members of the public present in the audience. Call to order, board members present, Meredith Brennan, Annette Miller, Melka Anderson, Philip Hubbard. Absent, Mary Alice Ketchum, Eva Sussick, Cheryl Darborough, and myself, Lacey Doherty. Election of officers, Melka Anderson made a motion to elect Lacey Doherty for chairperson. Annette Miller volunteered to be vice chairperson. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Melka Anderson, seconded by board member Annette Miller, to approve 24-2164, election of officers for chairperson. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Annette Miller, seconded by board member Melka Anderson, to approve 24-2164, election of officers for vice chairperson. The board chair may reduce the speaker time limit uniformly to accommodate the number of speakers to improve meeting efficiency. Consent items, 24-2165, minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee of April 3rd, 2024. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Meredith Brennan, seconded by board member Annette Miller to approve and refer 24-2165 minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee of April 3rd, 2024. Regular agenda items, 24-2166, introduce new code services director, and 24-2167, consider, discuss, act on next meeting date. Next meeting date was set for April 9th. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Melka Anderson, seconded by board member Annette Miller, to approve 24-2167, consider, discuss, act on next meeting date. Adjourned, meeting was adjourned at 12:12 p.m. These minutes were approved by the Animal Services Facility Advisory Board on November 20th, 2024, and referred to the City Council regular meeting of December 17th, 2024 for City Council approval. Anyone have any comments or concerns on it? Okay. Two things I have. In one location, my name is misspelled. And then, am I signing this? Because it still says Mocha's name for a chairperson.
Yeah, you can read them since you're the chairperson, but we will have Mocha sign them. We just need a motion to approve them.
Okay. Get a motion to approve minutes?
I'll make a motion. Sherry Darbo, I make a motion.
Meredith Brennan, second.
Okay. Any other comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes unanimously. And I will pass those for signature. All Next item is discussion items 25-2628, update on 2025 McKinney Board and Commission member appointments. There is an attachment regarding that. Anyone have a comment on that?
Okay, hello everybody, good afternoon, board members and city staff. My name is Caitlin Hardaway. I'm the city secretary.
Could you repeat your name again?
Caitlin Hardaway.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. I'm the city secretary's permit technician, and today I'm here to provide an update to you on the boards and commission appointment process. This time of year, we begin to accept applications from McKinney residents that are interested in applying for a board or commission, including members who wish to be reappointed. On Tuesday, August 26th, the City Council will begin appointing new members to various boards and commissions with a term beginning on October 1st, 2025. The application submission period is currently open, and the deadline to submit is Friday, June 20th, 2025. To be considered, interested individuals must complete an application and participate in an interview. The interview will be conducted in July and August, and all approved candidates will be contacted to confirm their schedule. All new and reappointed members must complete open government training along with all related assigned training before October 1st, 2025. And for the Animal Service Facilities Advisory Committee, the maximum consecutive full terms allowed are 2 terms. Currently, Animal Services holds 7 members and 1 alternate, and 4 of the current members are eligible for reappointment for the year of 2025. This concludes my update on the boards and commission appointment process, and I'll stand for any questions if you have them.
Thanks.
So what happens if you don't have any veterinarians apply? Or people in animal welfare?
I believe that may be up to the City Council's discretion on what they decide, but I can double check for you and confirm as well.
This board is designed by state law. So
you have to have a veterinarian. So my question is, I'm not going to reapply because that's silly. but I will be happy to stay on if I'm needed. That's all I have to say.
And I'm the same way.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
All right. Moving on, next item 25-2629, introducing the new Animal Services Manager, Hannah Holden.
Welcome. Hello, everyone. So, I have a little bit of experience with being a part of a board like this, but not extensive. So, I'm new to this process, so I may be asking, you know, questions, and I want to, and the next outline is to learn about all of you. This is my first time I'm meeting any of you. I've only been in this position since about February. So it's good to meet you all. My name's Hannah Golden. I've got about 6 to 7 years experience in animal services through various departments, worked for Plano, and then I've been in McKinney for 3, going on 4-ish years, I think. I was like, Phil, how long have I been here? Yeah, but I really enjoy communication. You know, if anybody has any questions, I'm open to that. If anybody just wants to chat with me about stuff, get to know me, I'm completely open to it. And welcome, and welcome to our beautiful new building, and I'm happy to be here too. So, yeah, that's me.
Right. Next agenda item 25-2630, introducing board members. If we could just go, I guess Hannah started, and we can just go through everyone, kind of introduce themselves, what brought you to the board. Start with that.
Sure. Meredith Brennan. I've lived in McKinney about 4 years. I actually applied to be a library advisory board committee member, but okay. City Council thought that I'd be a good fit here.
Okay.
I did grow up, my mom was a vet tech, I've had animals my whole life, I've taken care of just about every kind of mammal and non-mammal alive, so I have a love for animals and a lot of experience caring for them, but not in animal services, so I'm learning as we go.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Eva Sisick. I'm the token veterinarian on the board. I've been here for a while. I live in McKinney since 2007, practice in Wiley, and then around the area as well. That's about it. I've been doing this for a while.
I'm Mocha Anderson. I live in downtown McKinney and I've lived here for about 12 years now. I'm president of Second Chances PCA in Plano. And I think you see us quite often
yes.
in the shelter.
Yes, yeah, sure.
I'm Sherry Darbo. I've served on the library board and the veterans board in the past. And I was a president for a year of our HOA of about almost 4,000 people. I'm in an organization that, it's a therapy dog group. There are about 20 members and the associated dogs.
Nice.
And we visit hospitals and memory care facilities. And for instance, we've got one coming up this Saturday. And so anytime anyone needs, for instance, after the terrible tragedy at the outdoor mall 2 years ago, we tried to volunteer to bring animals for comfort purposes, and nobody knew how to contact us. Nobody knew how to take our information or anything. So if any of you know if anything like that ever crops up again, hopefully not anything like that, but any type of thing, we're glad to take the dogs to schools. We have taken them to the library meetings in the past and things like that. They're about where everything from the little tiny dogs to, I think, my two Great Pyrenees are the biggest ones in the group. And I've also been part of a Pyrenees rescue group.
My name is Lacey Doherty. I am the Collin County Animal Services Manager. I've been there just over a year now. If you guys haven't been there recently, come on by. There's a lot of changes happening. Same as Hannah. I've been in this a while at different locations, Mesquite, Louisville, and Arizona before that. So I kind of have experience all over. But I'm excited for the progress that we're making and the changes that are happening. We're making some good progress, and it's been great working with Bill and Hannah. Anytime you guys need me, just stop by, or I'm sure someone has my email. Okay, next item is 25-2631. Consider, discuss, act on next meeting date. Do we have suggestions of time, date, month?
Are we supposed to meet again before new members are selected in August, or are we waiting until there's a new, I don't know where we're at with timeline.
Right. Stephanie?
October, right? They started October.
All right, we'll have another one before October. In October, if there are new board members.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can do one before, but there will be a meeting with regardless for the new board members.
Okay.
Ones.
So October kind of kicks off the.
Yeah. So you can do it before October. We can do both of them before October if you want to. So.
September?
I was about to say, skip the summer.
Yeah.
Yes, right?
Knowing we have to have three and we don't want to have one during the holidays either.
Right.
So, September. Have a day that doesn't work.
It's all about the same for me, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with the first one, September 3rd.
That is for me.
Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and set it for September 3rd, 2025 at 12 p.m.
Can you make a motion for that?
I'll make a motion for September 3rd, 2025. Sherry Darbo.
I, Mocha Anderson, second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes unanimously. executive session? Do we have anything for executive session? Okay. If we could get a motion to adjourn, we can adjourn.
Hi, Meredith Brennan, motion to adjourn.
Mrs. Sick second.
Second. Sherry Darbo, second the motion to adjourn.
All right, meeting is adjourned at 12:16 p.m.